Okay, so beginning is really an idea which I saw, which was brought down by the Kedushas Levi. It was brought down by the Noam Elimelech, as we'll see. I just saw it also in the Bnei Yisachar. A similar idea. So let's start with the Kedushas Levi. It says, "Emara le Kohanim bnei Aharon v'yomarta lehem." So everyone is bothered. "Emara le Kohanim bnei Aharon." Then it says "v'yomarta." There's two times of the Amira. Why do we say this? So if you look right away in the page one, the left side, when God is telling the Kohanim that they should make themselves holy, what happens is that since the individual is now has a unique position, and therefore the Kohen can have a certain sense of gaiva, lemra, mi kamohem, asher bahem bachar Hashem mikol Yisrael hakdisham b'kedusha, v'hechilim kodshei shemayim she'asa lezarim. They're able to eat truma, they're able to eat kodshim, which is asher to the zarim, v'vadei hem chashuvim lefnei hamakom ma'od, and therefore they must be something very special, v'chivasa lehem yoser mikol Yisrael. V'yorum levavam, and therefore they're going to uplift their hearts, alachim b'nei Yisrael. They'll be lofty. They'll think of themselves as greater than everyone else. L'chein, l'hotzi zeh milibam, in order for them not to believe this, tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyakdim lahem hakdama achas shelo yorum levavam. What does it mean? V'yomarta, first of all, tell them. Speak to them. First, explain to them they have no additional kedusha per se. They're not greater than anyone else. What's going to show you? If they have an additional kedusha, you know why? To be emes lo shayish yisnasi adam ele b'davashu omel. First of all, don't be lofty. Don't think so much of yourself unless something you did. V'torach v'yoga atzmabo, something which you were able to accomplish. Masha ein kein davar shlo amabo, something which you didn't do and it's just given to you. Kigon yichus avosav, because you have yichus, because your parents, because who you came from. Lo shaych bezeh hisnasos, ki bi emes nechshav hu. Zehu amor lakohanim b'nei. What does it mean? This is what it means to tell the emor lakohanim b'nei Aharon. You know what it means? Kolom shemakudim hektakdim lohem. The kedusha which you have is not through you. Rak mitzad hayosam bnei Aharon. You are the children of Aharon. Shaharon hayu kadosh. Kol kach ad shebekedusha so hichdus bevanav kedusha gedola kedusha elyam. It's an amazing idea. I just saw the Kli Yakar mentions. I mean, I have many questions on it, but why is a kohen permitted to be matame for relatives? So he said, perhaps since Aaron, since you're through the zera of Aaron, there is a certain kedusha that you always that the kohen dies through neshika, rather than through the malach hamavas, and therefore through neshika there's no tuma, only through the malach hamavas, and that's why since you can be matame yourselves for any for the zera Aaron. Of course, the question with that is, why can't a Kohen go to another Kohen's funeral?
His wife and his mother is not a Kohen.
Well, no, it says Ishto, you're right, so he says Ishto Kagufa. I mean, there are many shaylos you could ask of this, but just the concept that the Zera Aaron, in other words, it's because you are the children of Aaron. If you look at the next page of the Noam Elimelech, he's done a number of beautiful ideas. We'll go through this as the same, and then he has other ideas, and we'll just go through because it's something to... See, Emor LaKohanim v'yamartalim, he's saying the same idea. Yesh l'date kal keifa lushan emor v'yamarta. What does it say? Emor and then v'yamarta. U'mitzchila neforish ha-pasuk. Daber alarom v'abonav v'yinozru mikotche b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says, you've been from Nazar, you should separate. Mikotche b'nei Yisrael. Dehine yesh beiz gevonit. There are two types of tzaddikim. There are those who come from very chashuva families. Al Shem Prishas HaMayasman. Then there are those who, like, they're the one. They separate themselves. Afal Pishahim B'nei Ani Yehadas. I remember the Rav saying that when we talk about Bechiras Chavshas, is there really, to begin with, there's not a, there is no Bechiras Chavshas in the sense of, you know, if you're born into the Soloveitchik family and you have a father who knows all the Shas and everything is able to teach you, you're on a different madrega than if you're born into a family of where a parent can't help you, especially if we can't afford to even send you to a yeshiva. Not everyone starts on the same plateau. So there's a tzaddik that starts on a higher plateau, and there's a tzaddik that worked himself up. But tzaddik and mehem, lo b'mehirahem yicholim lipol, mimadreka sam hakadosha. The second who bring themselves up, it's not so easy for them to fall. Ki ein lohem amasha yisbuchu behem nechnaim bedatam, umashkichem al atzman be'ina pekicha tome b'lihafsek. They know, you know, that they're a little bit more insecure in what they've accomplished, but they're insecure that they could fall tomorrow. You know, a person has wealth from the family, has wealth from his parents, given millions and millions. It's not so careful. The person who has to work, you know, started poorly, you know, has no money, then became wealthy, he's a little bit more concerned. He knows what he could go just as easily back to being a poorer individual. Avala tzadikim hakadoshim shenizkadshim ayavaseyim. Av shehim aleim toro mitzvos machmas achus avosam mishiyasam. Yes, they are complete with a lot of Torah and mitzvahs, but this is the parents help them. Lef'amim yachol lavo agdezeh peniya v'gadlus mezeh v'yudba mehem. It's possible for them to fall very quickly. And that's what it means. Emor elakonim b'nei aharon perish. Remez the osan tzaddikim ishahim b'nei tzaddikim v'hem nekrim kohanim b'nei aharon. It's a hint. Those tzaddikim who are called kohanim b'nei aharon, taziro sama oshel ya'al makshel kolo yichus avaseicha. Be careful. You're kohanim. But what are you? B'nei aharon. Rak yinazru v'yifreshu la'asman perishus mechadash. Be careful. Make sure what you're doing, you know, it has to be in a certain understanding that your kedusha came from elsewhere. And he goes on, he says, this is, so he basically is giving the same idea as the B'nai Yisrael, he's giving the same idea as the Kedushas Levi. Just there are a few other pshatim he throws in, I just think it's beautiful, it's not really the theme of the evening right now, but I want to show you. O Yom HaVermata Lehem Perish Rashi, Emar V'Yomata Lahatir Gedolim HaKatanim. What does that mean? You should be Mata the Gedolim on the Katanim. Yesh Toma Kabanis Rashi. Lahasya gedolim, dainit tzaddikim gedolim, ala katanim, ratzalomar, ala veiris katanim sha'adam dash be'atvo. Very interesting. It's a nice little mussy. You know, sometimes we know never to be over the big yisurim. It's the little yisurim you have to worry about. You know, sometimes that little it's not such a big deal. The reason why you have to be careful is that, you know, little things add up to, we were talking in Shabbos, talking Shabbos, the question of Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai said, you know, he was worried about Marasayin, the person moving the Sulam. And so the question was asked, you know, why are you so worried about, why are you having such, you know, bad thoughts about this person, Marasayin? And we saw that one answer was because we see that he didn't take Yantav so seriously. You know, he should have prepared everything beforehand. If he didn't take it seriously before, so who knows if he's going to take it seriously now. Maybe he won't be as makbid. It's the same thing over here. The idea is ala katanim. If you're not makbid on the small aveira, you know, the small aveira allows you. You know, remember Rabbi Kellen was very, very careful that, you know, if a person would ask Mishaila, he didn't want to answer in a way that he knew that the person would listen to him. Because if we don't listen to the first time, it'll be easier not to listen to the second time, the third time. So it's better to create an avenue so that the person doesn't feel like he's going against the person. The next pshat, also beautiful. That klal de derech hatzadik kasherotz alachich adam echad, Asarach leyos amira hazeh lechol bnei adam va'oz memela yuchal hadiba leish hazeh. You're giving mussar, right? If you're giving mussar, you also should include yourself. That's really what the Noam Elimelech is saying. You speak to everyone. I know people in the audience when a rabbi is giving mussar and he's saying something or whatever it is, and it's, well, he's talking about him, but he's not talking about me. There's always a danger of that. But he says, that's what it means. Zeh bo lahoris ha-pasuk emar. Ratzalam she hamira laklo. First, tell it to everyone. V'yomarta aleihem she hadiba yucha le'echad. Could be that it goes to one individual. Zeh perish Rashi. Lahasya gedolam ha-katanam ratzalam she yehe hazara leklau. First gives musa to everyone. Afla gedolam kishirota lahasya ha-katanam b'kalavim. One last thing, which he said here, also very nice. Lahasa gedolam al katam lehios kol adam b'shoasha osik b'torah o b'tfila o b'ezer davish b'kedusha o zhu b'gadlus hamochin. When a person is studying Torah, he's studying tefila, he's always on a higher level. V'kach haderech hatzadikim shlefnei ha-tefila heim yashrim atzmam u'mochim shalahem lefnei mihim u'smalim. And that's what it means. You prepare yourself. V'hakedusha ha-hi magbiya ha-mochim e'esa esek. Aval achar ha-tfila, but once you finish with tfila, o esek ha-kedusha ha-hi, hu nofel l'katnas ha-mochim behilucha b'havli hazman. You leave shul, you leave the zman, and all of a sudden, you know, you start, you may not have taken it with you. Ze'enu tachlas avodah shleim, ki odom tzorach liyos tomid, b'kedusha v'torah b'li hefsek rega echem. Zed sarach lekasha asma kolkach be'eis hagdulos machshavo b'shem yisparach, etc., etc. Okay, just also a very nice small little Indian. So, what is the real? I took something from Pirkei Avos. We're dealing with Bnei Aharon, and Aharon is the source of the kedusha. Remember, we talked about Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol goes, says, Bezos Atov, with this you go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Bezos who? When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he goes in the persona of Aharon. Not his own persona, the persona of Aharon. There's something very unique. What is that that's so unique about Aharon? So in Pirkei Avos we say, Hillel Omer, this is on page 6, Havim mitamidov shel Aaron, ohev shalom, barodei shalom, ovei zabrius umekarbon l'Torah. We are here as famous, everyone is familiar with this Mishnah. So Nesivah Shalom says, Yesh lohavin, mashenokat b'loshon tzivoy. First of all, it's a loshon tzivoy. Heve, you should be. It's not giving you an idea. You should be mitamidov shel Aaron. Heve mitamidov shel Aaron. Shalom matzinu kain. B'makam acher, uched aminu lahalam kol mi sheyesh bo shloshet dvarim halalu. Ayin tova, ruach nemucha v'nefesh shvela hu mitamidav shel Avravina. We also say that anyone who has these, there is a ruach nemucha, a lower ruach, a nefesh shvela, a beaten down or a lower nefesh, is a mitamid of Avravina. Velo nemar mitamido sham ravina, behine maron, mislonim says, mevaro debri hilla begimma mishnai tailum, magdim begodim aloso shel hatana hilal hanasi. First, he's talking about the greatness of hilal hanasi. Shahayib is manabe semitish. Viyadu elenu godim aloso bechachma vitsitkis lamala. Umalas tamido shahoyimahem kama ha-ru'uyim shu nevi'im v'tishra ashkina aleyem kemoshe rabbeinu. He was great. So it comes up, yeshava madua hamido shoshon. So what is this? What was the ikar idea of Aaron? Of shalom. Why is the shalom such an important idea? V'yaltazem matzino o'ed b'haflogas malas ha-shalom. I'll tell you something else. Uchemo b'meseches the Zutah Sheyesh Perik Shalom B'Sofa Nikra Divrei Eliyahu. Perik Shalom B'Chol Mishnah B'Perik Zeh Metchila Gadol Hashem. Greatness of Shalom. The Isa Shalom Omar. V'isa sham. Amar Rabbi Shua, Gadol hu Hashalom sheshmo shekadosh ben Hashalom. Right? God's name is Shalom. Mikol ha-tonim shel kadosh baruch hu rachum uchanim lo nikru shemo ela Shalom. V'tzaruch be'er. B'chol zeh b'meh gadol kol kamidu. So what is so great about peace? The word Shalom. Odisa b'medrash. Gadol ha-shalom shekol ha-barachos v'atfilas. Chosmin b'shalom. Krishma, what do we say? Chosmin b'shalom. Ufros oleinu sukas shlomecha. Birchas Kohanim, Chosim B'Shalom. V'yosein L'cha, Shalom. V'chein etzvilas Chosim B'Bircha Sheyesha, Sim Shalom. V'mavarach Zama Yisrael, B'Shalom. D'haynu ha-bracha g'dol b'yosi ha-shalom. U'chesha Kadosh Baruch Rots L'varach Yisrael, Ein Mavarachim Ela, B'Shalom. Hashem Ozemo Yitain, Hashem Mavarach Zama B'Shalom. And we also know that when you say the Kedusha Sha'aron, B'Ava, but I'll tell you something else in expect when we know the terrible aspect of machlokas. Mikadesh, the Mikdash Rishon, Chorob Avon, Avod Zora, Givi Arroyo, Shvichasdom. This is the famous idea. Mikdash Sheni, Chorob Bnei Sinas Chinam. Ubi Od, Shavod Zora, Givi Arroyo, Shvichasdom, and Harahere Him Averas of Kamuros. These are the three big ones. Shabbatora Shadinan Biyaragva Yavor Ain Sinas Chinam El Lav Bavad De Los Isna Sachicha. What is Sinas Chinam? Los is it don't hate Achicha Belavacha. U Biglala Charabes Hamikdash. Kaveras Achamuras. And otherwise, he doesn't bring it down, but Moshe, yes, and the Sinas Chinam, you know, the Gili Yaroi, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zara. So it was 70 years until the rebuild of the Beis HaMikdash. The Sinas Chinam is still here. V'yomer Gemara Shasham, Achronim Shlo Nesgala, Avonim Lo Nesgala Kitzam, Shekvar Zman Orach Ma'od, Sheyisro Shurim Begolos HaNeres Ke'ilo Ein Lokates. We're still in Golos, it seems like there's no end, V'akol, Machmas HaBegam Shel, Sinas Chinam. The Maral Kosav, She'olam HaZeh, Hu Alma De Pruda U'Mesugol Machlokas. The Maral says this world is a world that's filled with the possibilities of machlokas. Umiyad betchilas yemei ha'olam kvar haysa machlokas. Right? Right in Parashas. Kayin v'hevel. And really, the first machlokas really is between Adam and Chava. Shebesofo hara kayin as hevel. V'chol ze to'an bi'er ma ma'idas ha'gdol kocha ha'shemidas ha'shalom. So he says as follows. Bebir inyan, in a midah shalom ein zerak adas hashlila she'ed machlokas. It's not just the opposite of machlokas. Ela rehezeh madregas chiyuvas nala ma'od. It's a very lofty position. Osa shalom bimromav. After bimarom lo shayich machlokas. What does it mean? Osa shalom bimromav. Making shalom high. There's no machlokas in shemayim. We see it's a chiyuvus. Shekol kim habriya tali b'shalom. V'yazem mevaksha osa shalom remov hu yaseh shalom aleinu. V'inyano, the sin is the hine tachlis habriya shebara kadosh baruch zeh olam hi ein od mevado. What does this mean? That the world was created by the Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's no ain't no mavado. Shein shum mitzias, shum kolach, zulas kolach yisbarach. There's no other power but the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Uchamanda amar b'sifre hakadoshim. Shekola nivraim and hadomein v'hatzomech. Everything that was created. From the domein v'hatzomech. Domein is like the quiet, nothing. It can't speak. The dirt. V'hatzomech, that which grows. Ubalei chayim. The animals, umidabram, men who can speak, ein lehem kol schuz kiyam, bilti kocha yisbaracha mechayosam. None of this exists without God. Kama ata mechayes kulam. Vizel mashakosav, shema yisrael shem lekena shem echad. Koach echad yeshna bechol habriya. There's only one. Vahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein benimsa shum koach acher, there's no other force. Vabagam shall habriya gamhu b'mida ze. Sha'olam nira ka'olam nifra. But if you look at the world, it looks like it's a world that's, you know, disparate, it's separate. ha'omed b'fnei atzmo, that it, you think that the world lives on its own. V'hatikin, what is our job? What is the tikin ha'gomer? Kasheh yisgala she'ein ol mavado. When we realize, when we're able to show there is no one else, milvado, shekol ha'nevrami yu, b'teilim el Hashem yisbarach. Umala ha'aretz da'as as Hashem, etc., etc. V'hanigud, and what is the opposite, l'midas ha'shalom? Machlokas. Shehamachlokas novas b'shorzha mikoach shekol echad hu koach nefrod. Machlokas means, it's not one unity, it's not an echad. Everyone exists on their own. Everyone has their own koach. V'yishas nefredas hefech ha'achad achdus shamidas ha'shalom. It's the opposite of shalom. V'yilu koach ha'shalom nova sheyisra'am uchadam gam yachad, that B'nai Yisrael is one. Uchamamar tzadikin sha'avas Yisrael meviya la'avas Hashem. When you have love of Kla Yisrael, it brings to avas Hashem she'ena kavana b'tur segula. It's not that it's just a segula that you're going to come. No. When you're mevato yourself, when you feel like you're part of something greater, last in the Siva Shalom says the Achrimos. What was the great chait of Nadav Avihu? And he explains that the Nadav Avihu, they were so great. They were greater than Moshe and Aaron. But because of their greatness, they were mevatel themselves to be part of Klal Yisrael. And it's in the impossibility of an individual to walk into Kodesh Kedoshim. That means the Eish Zara. Impossibility of going into the Kodesh Baruch Hu directly on your own. There has to be this chus of call of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of shalom. There has to be a unified approach. Zem mevi le'avas Hashem. V'liyos b'teilim l'Hashem yisparach ein od mavado. Shem shum chotas. So let's go to the next paragraph. V'zen, that's what Hillel was saying. Heve mi tamido shel Aaron oev shalom. B'rosh yinyoni muso hikorim shem l'chol klal Yisrael. This is the most important. Sherishona nemra al shalom shuataklas. Perish, what does that mean? Heve mi tamido shel Aaron. Hayna da Aaron shahaya oev shalom v'rodev shalom. Loha yezek koshem l'malaso v'tzidkaso shalom ba'atzmo. See? What was the greatness of Aaron? He didn't think of himself as a tzad. He didn't think of himself as great. Ki im mitzada kahuna shel Aaron, kechelek mitafkito shel kohen gadol, lekashes Yisrael leviyim. He understood his purpose was to connect Klal Yisrael to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. She betelem elav Yisparak, v'lachem hoya ohev shalom. V'rodev shalom. What does that mean that you love peace? It means levatel es apirud b'nehem ula'ached levavam. To destroy, to be mevatel, the separation, the machlokas. Sha'al yizeh yikarvan l'Hashem yisparach v'chaloshen yizim v'seches, etc. So if you turn the page, that's, you know, just a little bit more. The third ha'gufa shekuhuna timshach halah. That's what he gave over to the Zera, to the future of Kohanim. She said, Tafkid ha'konim la'ora b'Yisrael idei ha'shalom ha'achtus sheyeh b'teilim ha'devukim bo yisparach. And then it goes on to explain, but this is the idea. What does it mean? That so it's the problem with what the Kedushas Levi, what they're all trying to say is, when you think of yourselves in the term of gaiva, greatness, look who I am, so does Pump forget exactly what you're supposed to be doing as a Kohen? The whole idea of being of the Kohen is you're being the vatal, your own self, to be part of the achdus, the echad of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, next piece is from Rabbi Liamel Biederman. So very nice, speaking of this time of year, also apropos. So Nifsach, the page on Nifsach B'Shulchan Aruch, Sheish Kamadine Avelis B'Mei HaOmer. The Talmud of Milsa Mishem Maisa Shahaya Kimavurva Gemara Shnei Masar Elav Zugim Tamid Avayilu Rabbi Akiva Gavasad Antiparis Vakula Mesu Beperik Echad. All of them died during this period of time. Mivnei Shalom Negu Kavod Zelizek, because they didn't give kavod from one to the other. V'yalkein Kavu Chazal Yemei Avelas V'yomim Elav. We have spoken on Shabbos about the concept that the Rav explained based on the Zohar that there is a concept of Avelas Midaraisa, which was always from Pesach through Shavuos. That's why I understand Chabad also very makbid the entire time not to take haircuts until the time of 3 days, you know, before Shavuos, based on this Zohar, to understand it was always an Avelas. There were different nafkaminas, by the way, between the Avelas of the Zohar and the Avelas of Rabbi Akiva. One of them would be, I think the Rav explained, that the Avelas of the not going to a wedding is because of the Avelas of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, and not because of the Avelas of the Zohar. I don't see exactly how, but he gives that as a nafkamina. V'mzeh hoya hachet shehevi yisatzoros halolo b'vadu shemichoyev min l'schazak yosef b'pratzeh b'tzorov lashkiyach b'ashkochem yichedas. So if that's true, then we have to concentrate on what is it we have to do during this time. Yigrom shum tzar or chalishas hadas or chol hashev v'shem yisro yichano. V'lo od ela shebashamayim donim b'tkufa zu b'yosel yomim. Not only that, but this is the period of time we see from the Misa of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So we see that during this time, that we're done also during for these particular Isurim. Ukemoshe Kosam Mefarshim, Shalkein Nena Shab Yehuda Bar Nechemia Tekev Kishapoga Bechveldos Rabbi Tarfon, Vnei Shahoyezebi Meha Omer. During this time. Ubiyose Omer Nere. We know many people who died early. We know many times that people died for various magefa, but and we don't have a din avelas. V'niratam, why is it? Very interesting. So when Binyamin and Yosef meet, so they fall on each other's necks. Ubinyamin bocha al tzavaro, upeirish rashi mami chazal. Yosef bocha al shnei mikdashim shatidim liyos bechelkos Binyamin. Yosef was crying about the destruction of the batei mikdashim, vatidim lecharev. Binyamin bocha al mishkan shilo. Saying it very nicely. He says, you finally meet after all these years. What are you going to tikkun chatzos? I mean, why are you concentrating on the churban? Why don't you concentrate on the fact that you haven't seen each other? Beis. Madu abachu kolecha l'chubano sh're'ehu v'l'chubin atzmo. I'm crying about your churban, and you're crying about my churban. Why am I crying about my own? And gimel eich bachu ben yamin l'chubban mikta shilo. Even nicer. Ben yamin is crying about the destruction of shilo, sh'bechelko sh'yosef. Harei lo yibona ha'mikdash bechelko sh'ben yamin rak li'acha churban shilo. Shiloh had to be destroyed in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Ubiyar harav HaKadosh ben Kazmir. Dechol mechiras Yosef bo'ay the kin of asinas chinam. What they're crying about, that the whole idea was the whole sale of Yosef was through kinah and sinas chinam. Ubiyosef shoah ro'u Yosef ben Yamin shalob b'mheiro testalik m'bnei Yisrael midazot. And they both saw this meat is going to stay with us for a very long time. That was the first thing. They knew that this kin, this self, this jealousy, this sinas chinam between the brothers is going to be in Klal Yisrael for many years, and they wanted to be matakin it right then. L'chein bachu ala churban la'oresh estalek mehem u'b'nei Yisrael sinas chinam. V'la'od, ela shabachu kol echad al churban re'yehu. They cried on the friend, on the churban of the brother. V'lo al churban asmo. Ki hatikun l'sinas chinam u'abas chinam. What is the Abbas Chinam here? Like, I'm so concerned with your life. And they were praying and davening that their Beis HaMikdash should not be destroyed. And now he'll say, "Shal kein nogim dini avelus raka chavdalid elof tamidei Rebbe Kiva." That's why we focus on the 24,000. Shemesib b'magefa ki sibas misasam hoyse bavur shelo negu covered ze bezeh v'nekshu b'sinas chinam v'kivan shadayin machla zu mekanenas v'merakedas beinenu. And since this machla is still with us, al kein yesh lanu. That's why we have to be misabel. We're not being misabel so much because the 24,000 died during this period of time. For many, I mean, if you take, I mean, go through history, you probably have to be misabel the entire year. If you go through how many thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of millions have been killed throughout the centuries. But why during this time? Because these tamidim, akasha anu lokim, because we have the very same machla that they have a sinas chinam, akach sha'anu lokim b'midah maguna v'ror zu rachmana latzam v'hi hagaremesh lo negalnim and hagolas hamar hazeh emor me'ata shemeshamayim elu tzarach mispaneim mitam shalchazal lamakavadin enavs. That's why we have this avelus. V'lo sagibem kamash shemistaper v'noeg shar. Hilchos Avelus. It's a very nice. This is someone who always said this to me. The Avelus during this time, you know, we get so caught up whether you shave, you don't shave, you take it. You know, we get so caught up with the music and we're trying to find all the Haterim. The Iker idea, the most important time of the Avelus of during this time of Sfira, is to understand the sinas chinam. That is what we're doing. There's an avelus because of their sinas chinam and because we have the same sinas chinam. Sarach la'akar avon sinas chinam l'kayim sur meira u'l'schazek ba'asei tov l'harbos bi'avis Yisrael v'ayin tova, etc., etc. Okay, one last piece. We'll just do a little bit. We don't have that much time. It's a very long piece. You can read it afterwards. But it's on Parshas. It's the idea of from Rosh Hashanah, because here we have the Parsha the Moados in Emor, and we say Vayidab Hashem Moshe leMor the Rebbe Yisrael leMor b'Chodesh Hashvi be'echol haChodesh Yelochem Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. That's what we have in Parshas Emor. Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. V'hikshu chazal, memikrazu amashakos v'pashas penchas. There we say, u'v'chodesh hashvi be'echa l'chodesh, mikra kodesh, yelochem, right? And then we say, yom trua. So mikra kodesh, first of all, zichron versus yom, trua, but it's also the separation between mikra kodesh. And we know the difference is, one is talking about Shabbos, and one is talking about when it falls on Shabbos, and when it doesn't fall on Shabbos. But the Avodah Zavah is going to give a very nice little understanding, an additional understanding of why we have that difference. V'diktiku ha-mefarshim al-shinu ha-seda bein shenei ha-ksuvim. Kanksiv zichron trua mikra kodesh. Mashma, what does that mean? Mikra kodesh koyal inyan trua. And in Parshas Pinchas, you had the separation. So kvasuv esfarim ha-kadoshim. This is really a very deep idea. So first he brings down the Gemara, the famous Gemara that we have in the Avodah Zarah. La'asa lavo, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu say for Torah manicha b'cheka v'omer kol mi she'asek b'yavol v'yitos charo. Miyad miskapsim nebon of the chachavim, right? The very thing God is going to sit there, sit with the Torah. And all the umos ha'olam are going to be yomer lefan rebon shalom klum kafiso leino haka gigas. What do you want from us? Did you force us to take the Torah? V'lo kebluho kemosha asisa l'Yisrael? Om lefan rebon shalom t'nolana merosh. I mean, that's the start with us. Om lekadosh baruch, fine. Mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema. So you know. So here's the sukkah. You do it. They build it. The shemesh of Thomas comes out. It's way too hard. Way too hot. Miyad kol echa ve'echa nota v'holech ve'osa sukkah barosh gaga. Kodesh baruch hu makta aleihem chamer tzukubas Thomas. V'chol echa ve'echa mebat sukkah v'yotze. They get so upset. They go out and they kick the sukkah. Amar rabba mitztair potim in a sukkah. What do you want? Your potter? Your mitztair? He the potter, but ute mi bebata. Yeah, you're potter, but who says you can kick it? For dikta kuam mefar shem adivrei chazal. Lama yivcha kodesh baruch hu nonson daika b'mitzvah. First of all, why did God choose this mitzvah? Asher hametzta'er potter memena. You davka chose a mitzvah that if you're a mitzta'er, you're going to be potter. V'hanisoni yeh im yibater b'tzeitan o yetim b'livot. Is that's your nisayon? You want to see if they're going to kick the sukkah on the way out or not? Nachal v'nisosam be'achas mishah mitzvahs? Asher afa mitzarech ha'iv l'kem. Why don't you take another mitzvah? Even in mitzvah, show you how much mesiras nefesh you have to have when you're doing a mitzvah, right? There's no way out. You got to do the mitzvah. It's so difficult. O tzorach l'bigur. You got upset. They kicked the sukkah. Hala be'emetz mitzdarum peturum mitzvah sukkah. Ve'im ishum demarim bezeh she'osan ha'mitzvah b'kviyu b'alkarcham. Harizos di'yetan osam. And if you say they have to do it because they're forced. She'akadosh baruch yakuf aleihem har kegigas la'achrichom l'kayim mitzvahs b'alkarcham k'mo she'achrichas ben Yisrael v'gam ben yishokam aleihem ha'torah b'kviyah. Yeah, that would be if you forced me to do it. So, if you for just like Klal Yisrael was forced, and you forced me, I would have done it. He says, but that's exactly the difference. Ela inyin hazem avura al pima sheomru chazal shekasher bezdin kofin is bar Yisrael iten get leishto. When you force a man to give a get to his wife, acha oma rotsa ani, the get is kosher. And Rambam says why? Tama dov the yesh chazaka. Shekol echa mi Yisrael vaday rotzei kaim mitzvah. He really wanted to do the mitzvah. Ela sheyirtzu yetzro tokvo. His yetzahara grabs a hold of him. V'kivan shehuka ad shechasha koach yetzro v'omer rotzani b'vaday garish osa l'ritzona midato. He really, inside him, the Jew wants to be performed the mitzvah. And that is the meaning, Shekofa Kodesh Baruch Hu har ha-gigas ha-b'nei Yisrael. V'lo ala umos ki ra ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu sh-b'nei Yisrael b'pnimiyas livavon. He saw that inside their hearts, rotzim u'mishtokikim l'kabbalah to l'kai mitzvahs Hashem. You know, it's a whole discussion. They really only wanted the Torah Shabbat. They didn't want the Torah Shabbat. Right, and that's why the kofa aleihem. Not only this, you had to accept everything. So mitzad and neshama shechelik aluah mimal asher bekirban is a very the idea that the nishmas alukus that he's referring to. The nishmas alukus means that there's a neshama in the Jew that is a connection, is a part of a connection of the neshama of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela shehayetzer v'chomer haguf ma'ake ba'adam. The body, the gashmis is what stops us. Lazel yo'ol ha'kafiyah, but that's what kafiyah does, forcing. Ki al yidei ha'kafiyah yichna ketzas koach ha'yetze v'chom ha'guf, v'oz yisor ha'pinimus libavim yizkayimu ha'mitzvus. Avol, however, the umos ha'olam lo yavinu etzos. V'yitana v'yom reklum kafiso leinu ha'ar kegigiz kemosh ha'sis l'isho, you didn't force us.
Bar Yisrael ha-mitztar potem in the kaima.
Shebezeg Yivachad, but he gave him this mitzvah. Why? Because this will show you Liros HaHevdel, this is the difference between you and Klal Yisrael. Ki Bar Yisrael Mitzta'er Ma'ol Kashet Tzorch Lotzeis Mesukasa. He's very upset when he has to leave his sukkah. Be'eis HaKor V'HaKashama, when it's too cold or when it's raining. Ki Hu Mishtokek Ma'ol Dekim Mitzvah. He wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. U'Mitzta'er Ma'ol B'Bitula. They go out with such anger. This is why God didn't force you. Forcing is not to make you do it. The forcing was to bring out an inner desire that you have to do it. To bring, it's almost like in the Nisayon, to actualize the feelings from within. Nimsa Yotzelano, the next page in 19, that's the Yisod Gadol. This is the Iker Malason Shebnei Yisrael. Shebishvila Zochel Lekabel HaTorah Yoser Me'umos Mebnei Shehei Mishtokim Bepnimus Levom Lekayim HaTorah Mitzvos. That's the Iker of the Torah. The desire. He's going to go on and we'll do it the outside. This is what it is. The next, on the left side, he says, that is the Indian. Chazal says, Chishav Adam Lassos Mitzvah, Venenas Velosa Malal of Gosav Ilosa. The essence, the purpose of all mitzvahs is not the Yasiya only, but it's the Machshava behind it. He paints an idea that the mitzvahs, when you're doing something, what is a mitzvah? Mitzvah has some reaction that it's above my pay scale, but the Maisa HaMitzvah that we do here on earth creates some kind of a Roshem and Shemayim. That idea is that Roshem is the Machshava, the Kavana that you have, that you want to do this Maisa HaMitzvah, not just understanding of it, but the Shtakas, the desire to perform the Mitzvah. So therefore, that's why, let's see if we could just turn the page. There's a beautiful little story he brings in on page 19 about the Badechava, but we'll skip it for now. But he's saying is that sometimes the Machshava is so holy, it's so important, it's even more important than the Maisa. And if you can't do the Maisa, it relates to a higher level into Shemayim. Oh, so you know what? On the page 19, let's do any other. The Uzeh Novo, Levara Inyan Hashinu Shebein Shnei Heksuvim, Ki Beparshasu Nema Zichron Teruwa, Dekoya Yom Tov Shalrosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbes Kedivrei Chazal, Shaozi Efshel Letzko B'Shofar Before. So you can't do the Maisa HaMitzvah. So what do you have instead? You don't have a Maisa Mitzvah. Ela anu osin zichron trua bezesha anu maskirin mitzvah satkia bepeh v'machshava. The entire maisa, the entire mitzvah per se, is how we accomplish it. We do accomplish it with machshava and with peh. But anu mishtokikim lekayim mitzvah shofar. And what he said before was sometimes this machshava can be even greater than even the maisa hamitzvah. You can be in such a high level of that machshava that even more important and have greater effect than even if you did the mitzvah. V'al yedei ze mitzdarfim hatzirufim v'yichudim shel mitzvah lamala. And this is what connects it with the Shemayim. V'bechinas chishev la'asos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo'asa. If you recall, we'll end off with this idea. It is true that through the machshava you can have almost a greater accomplishment. There's a story, I think, of Lubavitcher Rebbe, the previous Rebbe. Someone came over to him and he said that he had promised during the war and the Holocaust that if he survived the war, that he would put on tefillin. And unfortunately, he survived the war, but I think he lost either one arm or both arms. And he came over to the Rebbe and he says, I promise to do this, I can't do this, it's so upsetting to me, etc. And the Rebbe turned to him and says, your desire of wanting to do this mitzvah is as if you accomplish it, and maybe even greater than had you accomplished it. If you recall, during 9/11, the Churban, I think, also happened, and sometimes these great tragedies happen in the year that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. And it's readily understood because it's true. When you have a Maisa HaMitzvah, so the Maisa HaMitzvah, even if it's not done 100%, but you did a Maisa HaMitzvah. Here you don't have the mitzvah. So how are you going to accomplish it? Through Machshava, through Peh. So you really have to have a Machshava and Peh in order to create the Roshim, in order to create this reaction, whatever it is in Shemayim, the Meromimus. But if you don't do the Machshava, and if you're just saying the words and you don't have any of the feeling behind it, then you don't have the protection of the Tkiyah Shofar of that year. And that's how the Avodah Zavar says, he says, that's why during this period of time, all of the Parshias, Rav Soloveitchik always said this quite often, it is not by accident that all of these Parshias are between Pesach and Shavuos. Each one comes with its own ideas, trying to teach you. Last week's a Kedoshim to you. It starts with Kedoshim to you, and then it goes through all of the different halachas, Gidei Arayos, etc., and then the end is the Vayisam Kedoshim, the second to the last pasuk, the end. The idea that was very simple. Kedoshim to you. You have to work to be Kedoshim. And then you go through all the halachas, and then you might fail. You might fall. Vayisam Kedoshim. You stand up again. You continue. You try again. You never give up. Parshas Emor, here you have a very beautiful idea of the Bnei Aharon. It says, Vayidav Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes you have to realize who you are, the greatness. Aharon, Kohanim have to read, they're Bnei Aharon. They're unique. They have a certain task. Vayidav Hashem el Bnei Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes you have to realize you're Bnei Yisrael. You're not just anyone. You have a certain taklas. And here what the Avodah is saying is that we have to work on our machshavas and how we perform mitzvahs. It shouldn't be done by rote. It should be done with a very, you know, with understanding and with kavana and histavkas of realizing that we're doing something as an eved Hashem, and that's all in the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos.